parables that Jesus told are some of the most mind-bending, earth-shattering teachings and truths known in the history of man. Last week, we asked you to reflect on which of Jesus's teaching has made the most transforming effect in your life. So parables such as the sower and the prodigal son and the lost sheep were mentioned. And these stories have impacted and directed and defined the world and the culture as we know it. This weekend, we're going to be thinking about one of the most famous, the most well-known, the parable of the Good Samaritan. Jesus used this story to help answer a question. A teacher of the law had asked Jesus, "How do I inherit eternal life?" And Jesus answered, like most great teachers, with another question. He asked him what it said in the law. And the teacher of the law had his answer already. You must love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind. And love your neighbour as you love yourself. And Jesus congratulated him on his answer. But the teacher of the law pressed him further, asking, "Who is my neighbour?" Jesus saw the opportunity to challenge the teacher of the law and anyone else who had ears to hear, to think about his own motives and priorities in relating to other people. And that's going to be one of the focuses in the Bible study breakout rooms in the Zoom call on Sunday. So please join us for that on Sunday at 11 a.m. But what I'd like to explore with you now is, how does the command to love God link with the command to love others? The first command that the teacher of the law rightly quoted was, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength." God has made me with all these abilities. I'm able to love him with my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength. God loves and blesses each one of these ways that I relate to him. And therefore, we need to use the same principles in loving each other. Hence the link between loving God and loving others. When we love our neighbour, we must pay attention and invest in all four areas. If we continue to read the parable, we see how Jesus demonstrates this through the Good Samaritan. The Samaritan loves the injured man by caring enough to stop and find out what the problem is. He shows mercy and compassion. He loves him with his heart. Secondly, why was he carrying oil and wine? Have you ever questioned that? All of the three characters would have carried on them the things that they used in the temple to worship. They were most likely on their way back from the temple. Yet only the Samaritan used these tools of worship to bring healing and restoration outside of the temple. The very things we bring as worship, our money, our time, our voices, our talents, need to be used to bring healing and restoration in everyday life to the people in our community. This is also part of our worship. He loved him with his soul. Then he makes the decision to take the Jewish man on his donkey to an inn and pay for any hospitality and treatment that the man might need. He also indicates his intention to return and check on him. He loves him with his mind and his strength. The actions of this Good Samaritan show us that it is possible to use our heart, soul, mind, and strength to love God and to love others. And as we move forward out of the restrictions that we're presently under, let's not ask the question, "Who is my neighbour?" But let's ask, "Whose neighbour am I? And how can I love them?" See you on Sunday.